Monitor Miniatures, news from the Federation family. Errata. In the January 2010 issue, we incorrectly printed the name of the city in the mailing address to which letters for NFB Jernigan Scholarship should be sent. The correct city is Pinson, Alabama. The correct address appears in the announcement printed elsewhere in this issue. We regret the error. New baby. There is a photo on the page, the caption, Marley Jane Rupp. Terry Rupp, president of our Nevada affiliate, gave birth to a daughter, Marley Jane Rupp, on Friday, November 6, 2009, at 1:12 p.m. The baby weighed 7 pounds and measured 19.25 inches. Proud parents Terry and Aaron, as well as Marley Jane, are all doing well. Performing Arts Scholarship Available. The Performing Arts Division of the National Federation of the Blind is now accepting applications for its Mary Ann Parks Performing Arts Scholarship. The winner of this award will receive $1,000 and an all-expense-paid trip to the NFB National Convention in Dallas, July 3rd to 8th. Visit http://www.padnfb.org to download the application. The deadline to apply for this scholarship is March 31st, 2010. If you have any questions, contact Lisa Ostro, Scholarship Coordinator at scholarships@padnfb.org. 2010 Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium. The 2010 Jacobus Tenbrook Law Symposium, Equality, Difference, and the Right to Live in the World, will occur on April 15th and 16th, 2010, at the NFB Jernigan Institute in Baltimore, Maryland. Assistant Attorney General for Civil Rights Tom Perez and former Congressman Tony Coelho head the list of distinguished law professors, practitioners, and advocates who will discuss the concepts of equality and difference as they relate to the disabled in employment, education, medical treatment, and access to technology. With an expanded format to incorporate workshops, the 2010 symposium will provide more time for discussion, collaboration, and networking. The 2010 plenary session presenters include Adrian Ash, Director, Center for Ethics, Yeshiva University; Dan Brock, Director, Division of Medical Ethics, Harvard Medical School; Richard Brown, Chief Judge, Wisconsin Court of Appeals; David Furliger, Law Office of David Furliger; Dan Goldstein, Partner, Brown, Goldstein & Levy, LLP; Andrew Imperato, President and CEO, American Association of People with Disabilities; Leslie Side Margolis, Managing Attorney, Education Unit, Maryland Disability Law Center; Mark Weber, Vincent DePaul Professor of Law, DePaul University College of Law. The 2010 workshop facilitators include Charles Brown, Director, Volunteer Lawyers for the Blind, American Action Fund for Blind Children and Adults; Ira Burnham, Legal Director, Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law; Claudia Center, Senior Staff Attorney, the Legal Aid Society Employment Law Center; Mark Sharmatz, Senior Attorney, National Association of the Deaf; Robert Dinnerstein, Professor of Law and Director of Clinical Programs, American University, Washington College of Law; Eve Hill, Senior Vice President, Burton Blatt Institute; Sharon Krever Weisbaum, Partner, Brown, Goldstein & Levy, LLP; Christopher Kuczynski, Equal Employment Opportunity Commission; Jennifer Mathis, Deputy Legal Director, Bazelon Center for Mental Health Law; Ruby Moore, Executive Director, Georgia Advocacy Office, Incorporated; Ari Neiman, President, Autistic Self-Advocacy Network; Stephen Schwartz, Executive Director, Center for Public Representation. Documentation for continuing legal education credits will be provided. The registration fee for the symposium is $175. Registering students pay $25. A limited number of scholarships to cover the registration fee will be available to those with demonstrated financial need. To learn more about the symposium and sponsorship opportunities, view the agenda, and register online, visit http://www.nfb.org/nfb/law_symposium.asp. There, you may also download a registration form to mail or fax. Hotel information is available on the symposium website. For additional information, contact Luann Blake at 410-659-9314, extension 2221. L. Blake, LBLAKE, at nfb.org. Communicating with NFB Newsline. In order to communicate better with our subscribers, NFB Newsline is now on Twitter. Our posts or tweets advise subscribers of new publications added and new features or system enhancements, such as the ability with NFB Newsline Online to view publications on our website or download them to your digital talking book player. We also occasionally post tweets bringing attention to interesting articles that subscribers might enjoy. If you would like to follow us, visit http://twitter.com/nfb_newsline. We also have a subscriber newsletter providing more information about NFB Newsline and to help our subscribers find the most value in our service. If you'd like to receive this newsletter, call the newsliner. Email Renee West at rwest@nfb.org. In brief, notices and information in this section may be of interest to monitor readers. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the information. We have edited only for space and clarity. Announcing Independence 2010. Blind Industries and Services of Maryland is pleased to announce Independence 2010, a 6-week residential summer program for blind and vision-impaired high school teenagers operating from June 20th to August 1st. Students enrolled in Independence 2010 will participate in an action-packed, comprehensive program that will focus on teaching the non-visual skills that must be mastered before transitioning from high school to college or employment. Independence 2010 participants will live in apartments supervised by blind mentors and instructors who will help students with budgeting, maintaining a home, preparing meals, doing laundry, and shopping for groceries. Program courses will include cane travel, independent living skills, assistive technology, braille, physical fitness, blindness philosophy, and career exploration. Students will be expected to participate in several confidence-building exercises, including playing goalball, attending a summer festival, watching movies under the stars, and exploring Baltimore's Inner Harbor and Little Italy. Attending the NFB National Convention in Dallas, Texas, will be the ultimate confidence-building exercise and opportunity to apply the practiced blindness skills learned during the program. Legally blind high school students, sophomore level and higher, who have either an open case with their state's vocational rehabilitation agency or an alternative funding source may apply. For further information, contact Amy Phelps at aphelps@bism.org. 410-737-2642. Participants for an academic study survey needed. Caitlin Singletary, a doctoral student at Louisiana Tech University, is completing her dissertation with the help of NFB training centers. Specifically, she is looking at psychological characteristics and how they are related to blindness skill sets. She is working with 6 national training centers, including the 3 NFB centers, using current students as study subjects. She also needs participants who have not been to a residential training center as a control group. If you have not attended a residential training center and would like to participate or to receive more information, contact her at CMS and the number 055@latech.edu or 337-263-2812. The survey takes approximately 20 to 25 minutes to complete on the telephone. Please note that if you have completed blindness training through public school or summer programs, you can still help. Hall of Fame nominations needed. A photo appears at this point, the caption, "The Kenneth Jernigan Print and Braille Plaque in the APH Hall of Fame." Blindness Field Hall of Fame nominations for 2010 are now being accepted. Who should next be inducted into the Hall of Fame for leaders and legends of the blindness field? If you are interested in learning more about the qualifications for nominees or the process for submitting a nominee to join the 44 current inductees, visit http://www.aph.org/hall_fame/nominate.html. The nomination process will close Friday, March 26th. The Hall of Fame for Leaders and Legends of the Blindness Field is dedicated to preserving, honoring, and promoting the tradition of excellence that the specific inductees manifest and to showcasing the history of outstanding services provided to people who are blind or vision impaired. Visit the Hall of Fame website, http://www.aph.org/hall_fame/index.html to learn more about the hall and those it honors. For further information, contact Jim Deremeek, Chairman of the Hall of Fame Governing Board at jderemeik@jhmi.edu, or Bob Brasher, Hall of Fame Curator at bbrasher@aph.org. Summer Braille Music Institute. The National Resource Center for Blind Musicians is accepting applications for its seminar for blind college-bound musicians, which will be held July 11th through 17th at the Overbrook School for the Blind in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Designed for serious Braille reading music students preparing for or already in college, average age 17 to 21, the program tailors instruction to each person's needs to develop Braille music and theory skills and to learn to use technology to submit music assignments in print notation. Applicants must have already studied some music theory, have had several years of music lessons, and be able to present a polished and pleasing performance. They must be willing to put effort into Braille music study and demonstrate a commitment to use the Braille music and computer skills they will learn at the Institute when they return to school. Applicants must also show they have begun thinking realistically about reachable goals and that they have the independent skills, social readiness, and maturity to be a contributing part of a close-knit group. Contact the Resource Center regarding the application and audition procedure. Deadline for all application materials to be completed and in the Resource Center office is May 5th. We are happy to correspond with students, parents, music and vision teachers, or college students with an interest in working with blind students. We also invite parents and teachers of younger students to discuss visiting the Summer Institute for an evaluation and guidance. The Resource Center can help arrange customized distance learning throughout the year. Visit www.blindmusicstudent.org. Contact David Goldstein at 203-366-3300, extension 229, or at info@blindmusicstudent.org. Ankyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest. Again this year, the National Federation of the Blind will administer the Ankyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest in the United States on behalf of the North America Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. The contest was created to promote Braille literacy and to encourage the exchange of social and cultural information. Blind people in the United States and Canada are eligible to apply. Essays must be written in Braille and must pertain either to the way one gains knowledge or independence through Braille or to world peace from the perspective of a disabled person. The contest has two categories, one for people 25 and younger and the other for people above 25. 7 cash prizes will be awarded. The contest began February 1, 2010 and will end April 30, 2010. All entries must be received by April 30th. For more information about the Ankyo Braille Literacy Essay Contest or to obtain the entire application package, contact Tricia Tatum at 410-659-9314, extension 2510, or ttatum, T-T-A-T-A-M, at nfb.org. Camp Siloam for the Blind. The 2010 Camp Siloam for the Blind will be held from Saturday, May 22nd to Saturday, May 29th at the Golden Cross Ranch in New Caney, Texas. New Caney is 30 miles north of Houston. The week of camp features daily Bible studies with Reverend Bruce Kuntz and evening sessions with Reverend George Gray. This year's camp theme is A Passion for Christ is a Passion for Life. Other activities for the week include 2 hay rides, horseback riding, swimming, a field trip, games, and campfire time. You will remember the food and fellowship for the rest of your life. The camp registration fee is $25. The total cost for the week is $220. Assistance with air transportation cost is available for first-time campers. For further information, call toll-free 866-251-5165 and enter mailbox number 7128 to learn more about Camp Siloam. Monitor Mart. The notices in this section have been edited for clarity, but we can pass along only the information we were given. We are not responsible for the accuracy of the statements made or the quality of the products for sale. For sale, I am selling a Juliet Interpoint Braille embosser with its original carton, serial number J0056, in excellent working condition. The unit comes with its power cable, parallel and serial cables, and instruction manual. The unit's original price was $5,000. I am asking $2,500. For further information, contact Albert Sanchez at 252-757-3023 or at Albert Sanchez, ALBERTSANCHEZ, at suddenlink.net. For sale, I have the following items for sale. Packmate QX400 with carrying case and strap, Quick Start cards in Braille and print, Quick Start guide, companion CD, contains MS ActiveSync 3.7 and Outlook 2002 software for desktop PC, AC adapter, mini to USB cable, and user's documentation CD. Used only a few hours, too much for an old guy. Asking $1,700 plus $20 for shipping and insurance. Britech Note Teller 2. It usually does not identify the new $5 bills. You sometimes have to tap it lightly to make it work, but otherwise it works superbly. Asking $150. Canon CanoScan LIDE 25 Color Image Scanner. Asking $30, no charge for shipping and handling. Contact Larry Rayley at JLR1@att.net or 281-444-0907. NFB Pledge. I pledge to participate actively in the efforts of the National Federation of the Blind to achieve equality, opportunity, and security for the blind, to support the policies and programs of the Federation, and to abide by its constitution. The End, The Braille Monitor, February 2010.